So, בעזרת השם, we are in ליקוטי מוהר"ן, תורה כף ה, page 75, on the left side, it's written, וזה שאמרו סבא דבי אתונה, and this is what the old wise guys of Athens said to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. They told him, Achavelan mana de la shavya le chabala. Show to us, please, something that is worth. Is not worth the damage. It doesn't worth the damage that is causing. Ve'aite budya upshatuhu. So he brought a huge carpet and opened it. Ve'lo ay letar'a. And they couldn't bring it in to the apartment, to that door. Ve'amarlon, so he told them, Aitumara, bring a huge hammer, ve'satri lapetach im hakotel, and break the wall and the door. So it's not worthy to bring in the carpet if you should bring the wall, if you should break the wall for it. Perush, so Rabbeinu is explaining that, established on the wisdom of wonderful Torah Kafhe, Perush, Budya, he brought Budya. So what Rabbeinu is saying about the word Budya, this is that carpet. Ze bdayot halev, it's the imaginations of the heart. Budya bdayot halev, the imaginations, the desires, the lusts. Mashe bode milibo, the things that the person is inventing to himself. He's telling to himself stories at night. Wow, it's going to be so great to have this and that. And it's going to be so amazing. And he doesn't have nothing. He's just sitting and imagining to himself, telling himself stories that never been exist before. All of those people that have those things that you wish to have, they're not happy. They're not resting in peace. They doesn't have nothing in their hands. Only if a person have faith, he can be happy. Haynu amedame anal, this is the imaginations that we talked before. Haynu b'chinat shrirut lev anal, means to have a hard heart, heart that made out of stone, like we learned. Kshezeh hakoach amedame shebalev, when that power of imaginations that's in the heart gover u'mitpashet al adam, is conquered and spreading on that person, conquered the person. She'ole mimadrega tachtona lemadrega elyona, when the person is climbing and rising from the lower level to the higher level. We should remember the fact that you have yetzer hara, it means that you are developing. It doesn't mean that you're falling. Oh, look, I have yetzer hara. You have yetzer hara because you have something to fight on. Because the Yetzer Hara wants to grab something that you can achieve, and he doesn't want you to have it. This is why he tried to confuse you, to make you crazy, to make you weak, to make you sad, to make you frustrated, that you're going to give up from achieving what that is belong to you. Esav already gave up on the inherit, and we never did. So it's us, but he wants us to give up. He wants to take it all. והקליפה הזאת שהיא המדמה, and that husk, that it's the medame, that it's the imaginations, lo shavya leneged eneha, she is not looking at the damage of that lost, ha-hefsed v'chabala, and the damage, shenifsedet kvar me'aish she'aya b'madrega elyona. She doesn't care about the fact that she lost her grabbing, her achiza, her holding, in the person that was in that level. There was a person in that high level before, and now you achieved that level, and he climbed to the next one. So the klipa, the husks, the Yetzer Hara that is staying in that floor, in that level, he doesn't care about the fact that he lost the holding on the person that went up. He's just thinking what's going to be now. He doesn't care about what that he lost. It doesn't worthy to him to think about it. He is damaging, he is ruining, he wants to ruin more. ואף על פי כן, and even though that she lost so much, היא מתגברת אחר כך כנעל. She wants to fight again and she's putting all of her power on the next person that came to that place. ולא איל לתרעה. And it doesn't, it's hard to bring that carpet in. It cannot get penetrate through the entrance, through the klisa, through the door. היינו, it means שלא יכול האיש, that person cannot להיכנס לשער קדושה, to enter to the gate of קדושה, שהיא השכל, that this is the wisdom, מחמת התגברות המדמה, because that the imaginations are growing and attacking him and trying to beat him, trying to push him down. ועצה יעוצה על זה, and the advice on that, זה סתירת הפתח. It's to break the entrance, to break the wall, שהוא המדמה, that is the imaginations, שהוא התומה, that it's the tumah. I say tumah, impurity. Like that it's written, כמו הבא לתמה פותחין לו, the ones that want to be contaminated, they're opening to him. So the opening, it's the tumah. So you need to break the opening. I don't want to be contaminated in those horrible thoughts. And you just need to ignore. Rabbeinu said once that the Yetzirah is coming and knocking one time, second time, third time. If you ignore, he is not coming to bother you anymore. The fact that he is arguing with you is because that you are arguing back. You're fighting back. He's telling you, you're horrible. You're saying, you're answering to him. Don't answer. רבנו said, לא לבוא עם היצר הרע בטוען ונטען. Not to have arguments at all against him. Even if you are right and he is wrong, he's saying לשון הרע, don't talk to him. You're talking to him, he's going to talk to you again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and he's not stopping. He's not stopping. So this is why you just need to give him your back, to ignore, and to walk away to other places, to good places. There is a verse that is saying sur mera ve'ase tov. You should stay away from the bad and then you should do good. Rabbeinu said we should change the order of the verse and we should say ase tov, you should do good, ve'hara yasur me'elav, and the bad gonna remove by itself. The bad have a grabbing on you only if you give it permission, a space, a conversation. You open the door to him to enter. If you're not opening the door, he doesn't have no ability and no option to penetrate. So we need just to walk away from those thoughts. Yetzirah can remind you your old girlfriends, your history, your past, your problems, your issues, your weaknesses, I don't know what. You just need to ignore from it and to keep on walking on the path to Zion, marching to Zion. We're going, looking, observing on Jerusalem, on the Kedusha. This is what the Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev said. Even that I'm walking through a lot of cities in Ukraine, still all of those are only stops on the way to Eretz Israel. Always he wants to reach Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel, it's the Kedusha. Eretz, it's coming from the word Erze, will, Ratzon. This is the land of the will. That you have Ratzon, Israel, it's Yeshar El. Straight to God, straight to Hashem. This is the place that you can want Hashem in Barach. Eretz Israel, I'm going to want straight to Hashem. I want only Hashem. So, we need to concentrate on that concept, to want Hashem Yitbarach. Does to fall, to swim between those bad thoughts, imaginations, sadness, horrible memories, gonna bring you to Zion, gonna bring you to desire to Hashem Yitbarach, gonna bring you to the happiness, to the joy, to remember sugiyot of Torah, of Gemara, of Mishnah, gonna bring you to the field to do tshuva? No. Just gonna steal your power, just gonna push you down to sadnesses, to be bitter, to be frustrated, to separate yourself from the group, from Am Israel, to fall into darkness, into sadness. This is what we just need to ignore and to walk and to walk and to walk. And how we're walking? We're talking. To walk, you should talk. Talk to Hashem and to talk to Hashem. Someone is talking to you. If you're talking to someone else, you don't have a problem. This is how you're going to push him away from you. I'm busy. I'm talking to someone else right now. Talking to Hashem in Barakah. והוא בחינת, and this is what it's written, an aspect of the verse in Bereshit, לפתח חטאת רובץ, in the entrance, the sin is crouching. This is what it is doing. He doesn't have no permission to enter. He's staying outside, means he cannot damage you. If you are inside the Kedusha, he cannot touch you. Just when you are going out from the Kedusha, then he can bite you. But when you are inside and you're not letting him in, he cannot do you no harm. Ustirato, and how you gonna break that entrance that he will not stop you from entering into the Kedusha? Al yedei hagvanin hanal, by those shades, by those wonderful colors. Shehu gdulat habore hanal. It's by looking at the greatness of Hashem Yitbarach, to recognize the good in everything. The Isurim, they are Mechaprim. The suffering that you have in your life is the forgiveness of your Avonot. Eretz Israel niknet bi Isurim. To buy, to achieve, to conquer Eretz Israel, people have to suffer. The Torah, the wisdom, niknet bi Isurim. Have to suffer to achieve the wisdom of the Torah. The world to come is the same. It's being achieved only by Isurim. Kefum Tzara Agra. You have to suffer. We're praising the one that is suffering inside of the Kedusha. Everyone are suffering. There is ones that are suffering, and in the end they're going to have gain to all of that suffering. Those are the ones that are suffering for Hashem Yitbarach inside the gates of Kedusha. And there is ones that are suffering and they're going to inherit hell in the good case, if they're going to come to hell. If hell, because hell is purifying. So hell, it's also something good. There is ones that are just going down, la'avadon, to the darkness. They disappear. This is it. They don't have no future. Hell, it's also good news. Behem b'chinat kotel. And it's an aspect of kotel. Kotel, it's a wall. What it means, kotel? Kaf vav, taf lamed. Kaf vav, Rabbeinu is explaining, זה בחינת שם הקדוש. It's an aspect of the holy name. Kaf Vav, the numeral value of Kaf Vav, it's 26. 26, it's the numeral value of Yud Kei Vav Kei, of the name of Hashem Yitbarach. So Kaf Vav, Kotel, that Kotel contains the holy name of Hashem HaKadosh, שהוא בחינת גוונין, that it's an aspect of those shades, those colors, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, Hashem, Ori, Veishi, Hashem, He is my light. Hashem, this is Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's my light. Those are those lights, those are those shades. Shehu Orot Hagvanin, that it's the lights of the shades. Veishi, that this is my salvation. Shehu Bchinat Bigdei Yesha Anal, this is those clothings of salvations that we talked about before. Behu, tel, and it's also a tel. Tel, it's a mountain. Shehakol ponin lo, that everyone are towarding to it, facing to it. Wonderful. Utevin liistakel bo, and everyone wants to see it, desire to see it. Misiman kaf dalet ad kan leshon Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nathan is telling us that until here, from the beginning of Torah Kaf Dalet 24, it's all word by word by the words of Rabbeinu. Hey, part Hey in that wonderful Torah. Gamda, also you should know, Shekedei Lachnia Klipa, that if you want to conquer that husks, that Hamesabevet, that are surrounding, Shebechol Madrega Kanal, in every floor, like we learned, על זה צריך שיעורר שמחה של מצווה על עצמו. To break that shell, that husk, you should wake up happiness of a mitzvah on yourself. Means to be happy by the on the mitzvot. To be happy on his share of keeping the mitzvot. Even if today he just have kippah on his head and nothing else, he should be happy with the kippah. Like Rav Shalom said, you see someone that is sad, you can take his kippah from his head. Telling you what you're doing, telling you're not happy with your kippah, why you need the kippah for? You see someone with a talit and he's sad, you can grab his talit and walk away. Saying, what are you doing? It's my talit. You're not happy with your talit. He said, it's a startup, you can make a lot of money out of it. A lot of money, a boy side. Take shtremels in Shabbos, it's huge. Can be huge. Sad people with shtremels, you can find thousands of them. It's huge. Every shtremel, it's something minimum, 1,000 shekels, $250 minimum. The starting of it is those huge ghoul ones. It's huge. You can find ones in $5,000, it's huge. Go to a ghoul shul. Everyone are so happy, you're not going to have a shekel out of them. What you going to do? So, need to wake up happiness of mitzvah on himself. Hainu means sheismach, that he's going to be happy. Al yedei sheizkor, by that he's going to remember shezacha litkarev l'Hashem itbarach, that he had that merit that is close to Hashem itbarach. This is it. Means that you're a Jew. Means that you can talk to Hashem even if you're not a Jew. If you believe in Hashem itbarach, you're close to him. This is it. You just have a certain way of attachment to Hashem Yitbarach, you should be so happy from it. So happy. It's the internal being. It's internal life. It's the only connection that you have to internal life. Without Hashem Yitbarach, that He is the only one that lives eternal life, Chaim Nitzchiim. Without him, no one can do that. Only if Hashem is going to give you eternal life, you're going to live forever. If he doesn't give it from himself, no one's going to have it. No one can control his life. There is no control in day of death, it's written. En shlita b'yom ha'mavet. You cannot control yourself. You cannot, no, I want it back. You cannot. This is it, it went. It went. So on life, you don't have no control. Control of life, it's in the hand of life itself, on Chei HaChaim, on the one that lives the life. It's Hashem Yitbarach, that is the source of life. So every attachment to the source of life bring life. Life in this world, and for sure the eternal life in the world to come. So on every hitkashrut, every bonding, every connection that you have with Borei Olam, and mainly by talking to Hashem Yitbarach, this is the main connection. Like I told you, how can you define that you're in touch with someone? If you're talking to him, and if you're not talking to him, you're not in touch with him. So if you're in touch with Borei Olam, means that you're talking to Borei Olam. And if you're just reading Sidurim, it doesn't mean that you're in touch with Borei Olam. It means that you're reading Sidurim. It's also good. It's better than to read newspapers. It's better, for sure it's better. But it doesn't mean that you're connected to the Creator, to the source of life. Tefillah le'el chayai. The prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's my life. That I'm davening, talking to the Borei. Borei Olam, I need your help. Borei Olam, give me your hand. Borei Olam, support me. Borei Olam, heal me. Borei Olam, hug me. Borei Olam, everything. Everything that you need. This is it. This is life itself. The tefillah to the Kel, it's my life. David HaMelech, he was davening not only in holy days. Also when he was running away, when he was hiding. Bamistarim, when he's hiding in caves, he's screaming, shouting to Hashem Yitbarach, hoping for Hashem Yitbarach, always. This is life itself, to want Hashem. We cannot grab life, to hold life. We don't have control on life. Just to be attached to the life means to chase after life, to want life. Someone that is falling from the will to live, he's dying. When you're coming to visit a sick person, you're cheering him up. Why? That he's going to have a desire to live. Because the desire to live, this is the healing, this is the refuah. You're telling him, don't worry, you're going to go out from here, you're going to come back to your family, everything's going to be good. Why? You want to wake up his will to live. A person that have a will, it's an alive person. Person that doesn't have no will, it's a dead man. Even if he looks alive, he's dead. Reshaim kruim b'chayehem metim. To the Reshaim, we're calling them dead people, even when they're alive. They're dead. You cannot call it life. Rabbeinu is saying, Mishe'en lo emunah chayav enam chayim. A person that doesn't have faith, you cannot call his life, life. So, you should be happy by the fact that you're going to remember that you have that merit to be close to Hashem Yitbarach. וזכה להתקרב לצדיקים, then that you're also close to צדיקים, righteous people, המקרבים אותו להשם יתברך, that they are bringing you closer and closer to Hashem יתברך. They're pushing you from the back. They're pushing you all of the time from the back. This is the job of the צדיקים. Like Dan ben Yaakov, he's the מאסף. הרב שלום said that he, and הרב he got the ציון of Dan ben Yaakov. The ציון of Dan ben Yaakov, also, it's been said that always it was the place for tzaddikim nistarim. Hidden tzaddikim were always in Dan ben Yaakov. A lot of stories about Dan ben Yaakov. And something happened that Rav Shalom got Dan ben Yaakov, and now he's got a yeshiva on the tzion of Dan ben Yaakov, close to Bet Shemesh. So Rav Shalom said, I got the place of Dan ben Yaakov because I am like Dan ben Yaakov. He's the me'asef, he's the last camp. He's walking, surrounding Am Yisrael from behind and looking for the weak people and pushing them to join Am Yisrael, be part of Am Yisrael. So what? So you look at me, I'm also behind. We're all behind. We're all together. And they're pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, gathering Am Yisrael. This is Dan. This is our Rav. This is the real Tzadikim's way. Together, all of Am Yisrael. This is what the Rabbi Nachman Ibrestev told us on Uman Rosh Hashanah. What's the mitzvah on coming to Uman in Rosh Hashanah? Gather, kibbutz. Gather yourself together. This is it. Rabbeinu said, you're going to daven, you're not going to daven, you're going to eat, you're not going to eat, you're going to pray. Everything, you're going to sleep, you're not going to sleep. Just come in Rosh Hashanah. Means that all of those things are less important than together. What it means together? To be in peace. Together. This is it. To love Am Yisrael, not to push no one, to hold hands. Those ones are going to the mikveh, those ones are going to the tziyun, those who are going to the market to buy things supplied for Shabbos, those who are looking to find an apartment. Everyone with peace. Everyone together. 40,000 people in Uman, Rosh Hashanah, it's something incredible. There is no mitzvah that Am Yisrael, except of also Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's something huge. 500,000 people are gathering to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and you see people that don't have no connection to Judaism, except of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is it. This is their crown of Judaism. Rabbi Lag BaOmer, they don't know. Chilonim, you see lighting medurot, fires in Lag BaOmer. No one of them can answer to you why he's doing it. And everyone are doing campfires. Everyone. I remember myself as Chiloni. We were awake until the morning. Campfires, huge ones. Didn't know the name Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Who heard about him? Lag BaOmer. It's the name of a holiday. Lag. What's Lag? What's Lag BaOmer? What's the Omer? No one knows. Everyone are dragging woods, lighting the... Why? Rabbi Shimon said why. Anan b'chavivut atalia milta. We are the tikkun, that group of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they were the tikkun of the students that weren't worthy of Rabbi Akiva, that were arguing between themselves. The group of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they had love that was bonding them together. Anan b'chavivuta, chavivuta, it's love. Talia milta, we're surviving because of our love. This is the gathering of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I need to stop. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's the same letters. It's written, Alita Lamarom Shavita Shevi. It's written on Moshe Rabbeinu, Alita Lamarom Shavita Shevi. When you went up to the heights, to heaven, talked with Moshe, with Hashem Yitbarach on Mount Sinai, you captured something. You brought something. You brought a Shavui, prisoner?
Captive.
Captive. From Shevi, Shavita, Shevi. You brought Shevi. So they said that Shevi, it's Rashi Tevot, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, this is Shevi. It's also Shalom Ben Yamna. It's also Rav Shalom Ben Yamna.
I was going to say that.
It's also Rav Shalom Ben Yamna. This is what the Bora Olam gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. Brought to us the ability to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, to create peace between Am Yisrael, between families. Today someone talked to me on the phone, he's got domestic Shalom Bayit problems, huge. I told him, I'm sorry to tell you, you don't have no problems at all, just you never learned what to do. His wife, she wants to leave the house, she wants him to walk away, she's sad, she's frustrated. Told him, actually you don't have no problems, just you don't know what to do. You're trying to water a tree with Coke, with Coca-Cola. And you're saying, I'm watering and watering and it's keep on dying. All right, mister. It's not the liquid that you should pour. You should give it water, you should give it sun. There is other things. All right, I understand. You never learned. You took the book, Garden of Peace. You learned that book. Saying no. I told him, all right. This is the time. Take that advice of reading the book, Garden of Peace, again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Thank you very much. And don't stop, never. Keep on reading it. Rav Shalom said yesterday here in a shiur, there was a shiur for parents from the Talmud Torah for the school. He said, what can I do that outside people are reading my books? But in the yeshiva, it's like you think that like you wrote those books yourself. You're not reading my books. You cannot leave those books for a day. You cannot leave those books for one day. You have problems. Admit that you're not reading from those books, that you're not using those advice, that you're not doing your half an hour or 6 hours or 1 hour. 6 hours. You're suffering a lot more than 6 hours every day. So why won't you? This is what we said. Everyone are suffering. So why won't you suffer inside the Kedusha? Suffer 6 hours and you're not going to suffer anymore. You want to say that 6 hours is not going to be enough for you? All right. But to suffer also, you're not planning to suffer less than 6 hours or only six. You're going to suffer for weeks and for years maybe, if you're not going to put an end to it. So why not to put an end? Every day to daven on that subject and to talk and to talk and to talk to Bura Olam until he's going to change your reality. If you're not doing it, means you don't believe that he can help you. This is it. Or that you don't want to be saved. You don't care. It's nice for you to eat and to sleep and to live your life like that you're living. If you like it, great. If everything is good, no complaints, stop whining. If you want to change your life, you have a way. And there is people that done that before you, that you can see that it helped them. So it's not that now, well, maybe I'm going to try that. You don't need to try. It's for sure, it's working. People bought houses only by doing 6 hours. It's written in the books of Arav. You can talk to Avrechim. People had horrible Shalom Bayit problems. Learning the books of Arav and doing the Itbodedut and listening to those advice fixed it all. Problems with health, problem with imaginations. If you have, everyone just have Yetzer Hara and there is a solution. The Torah Kedusha is giving us the solution. And there is Torah that it's written, and there is Torah that it's by heart, that it's Baal Peh. Torah She Baal Peh. You have to accept it from your rabbi. Nothing gonna change it. Even though that they wrote, and Gan HaShalom is written, and Garden of Faith is written, all of those are written. It's become to be Torah She Bichtav. It's become to be written. You have to have Torah She Baal Peh. Torah She Baal Peh, it's that courage, that encourage, that chizuk to the avodat Hashem, to push you to the field again and again and again and again and again and again. No matter what, there is no other solutions. No other solutions. Should be happy on the fact that you're close to Hashem and what it means, that also that you're close to tzaddikim that are pushing you toward to Hashem. Ve'al yedei ha'simcha zo, and by having that happiness, ומשבר הקליפה, you're breaking those husks, ונכנס למדרגה שנייה, and you enter to the second floor, to the second level. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו, מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
אמן.
Shayach leot aleph. This is belong to the first part. Rabbi Nathan add that part, and it's belong to the first part. Zivche Elokim ruach nishbara. It's written that the sacrifices that we're sacrificing to Hashem, it's ruach nishbara. It's a spirit, it's a broken spirit. It's the sorrow that a person have that he's sacrificing from himself. Sheshvirat ha-dimyon, that to break the imaginations, hem ha-korbanot v'chulei ayen sham. This is the sacrifices. If a person, he wanted to be a millionaire and he wanted to achieve fortune in his life, and now he sees that if he wants to be a Talmid Chacham, to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, he cannot spend 16, 18, 20 hours a day in his business. For him it's to sacrifice. Actually, when he's sacrificing that, he's canceling the imaginations. If he wanted to marry the most beautiful, perfect, sensitive woman in the world, and now you see that there is no one like that that wants to do tshuva also, you cannot find. And you need to sacrifice that nonsense because you still want to get married and to find a house, to build a house, to have kids. So this is sacrifice. You need to sacrifice that. And by sacrificing that, you can find your mate. You can get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. Actually, you're breaking the imaginations. Because to have those things, it's to live in imagination. It's an imagination. It's an imagination. A rich person cannot eat more than a poor person, cannot sleep in more beds than a poor person, cannot wear more clothes than a poor person. A person that married to a beautiful wife cannot enjoy from her more than a person that is living with a normal woman. There is no difference. You cannot enjoy more. There is nothing that is changed except of your imaginations. That you're telling stories to yourself. Look, but think, but this and that. It's all nonsense. You're inventing those words, stories to yourself, and you're living by those stories. It's nothing. It's not exist. Look, tzaddikim are so happy. Tzaddikim are so happy. Rav Shalom said, rich, huge people that are coming to me, when they see me smiling, they become to be sad. They feel that all of their smiling was fake. It doesn't know what it means to be happy at all. They're walking with those huge sunglasses and pony, I don't know, the hair and all shtuyot. Saw someone a few days ago driving a jeep with hair all over his forehead like that, and it's all jumping and telling to myself what he wants from his life, and he's driving and he's calls pony, what you call it, pony in English?
Bangs.
Bangs. It bangs your forehead. What do you need it for? It just makes you crazy all of the time. He needs to fix it. It's crazy. It's a psychotic act that you're fighting with yourself all of the time. You're stuck. There's nothing into it. Nothing. Nothing. No wisdom. You're not achieving nothing. It doesn't bring you closer to Hashem Yitbarach at all. But you're stuck with it. Have to have a huge car, jeep, house, a villa, a gorgeous woman. Why you need that trouble? Why you need that problem in your life? Someone that you're just gonna envy all of the time. You're gonna be afraid. She's talking, she's not talking. They're talking to her. Where she went, where she going, what's going on? You marry the normal woman. You know she's going to shopping. This is it. She's gonna come with groceries. Everything is great. No problems. No, she's tall and beautiful and amazing and skirts and I don't know what money she's got. It's all imaginations. Gemara Kedoshah is saying that if a person is marrying a woman that she's not fit to him, his kids gonna be damaged. He's gonna have a defected kids. And you can achieve those horrible things from Hashem Yitbarach. If you see that you want to get married with a, you see, suddenly in front of you, a rich woman, a beautiful woman. You need to ask a Rav. You need to go to a Rav to ask him, a Rav, is she right for me? She's from a Mishpacha Miyuchesed. She's a granddaughter of the Chafetz Chaim, of the Chazon Ish. I don't know what. You need to ask. You need to ask if you're allowed to marry her. If she's a Kohen, she's a Kohenet. You need to ask. A Kohenet to an Israeli, it's a problem. You need to ask a Rav. You need to go to a Rav to ask him. A Rav, she's very rich. She's very beautiful. She's very attractive. She's a genius. She's a Kohenet. What should I do? Is it good for me? If a Rav is going to tell you yes, you don't have no problems. If a Rav is saying to you, no, you have a problem. And without the question to ask a Rav, you're not allowed. If you don't know that you are also holding that level, you're not allowed. If you are rich and she's rich, no problem. If you're, I don't know what, you can say on a man that he's handsome, alright, so alright, maybe it's okay. Maybe, it's all imaginations. There is no beauty on men. Also on women it's called Sheker Achen Ve'Evel Ayofi, the lie of beauty. It's all a lie. It's all desires and lusts of this world. This world is temporary. It's all going down, always going down. Falling, going down. So what you desire? Something that's gonna ruin in your hands? To what you desire? You have a desire for that amazing woman, now she's 20, she's, I don't know what, 25. In 10 years, what you gonna do? After giving birth, what you gonna do? Everything is, it's nature. You cannot argue with it. You cannot change it. Ishayat Hashem hitit halal. Look for a woman that wants to serve Hashem. With a woman like that, you should build a house. Build a house. You're going to have righteous kids. You're going to enjoy them. You're going to have a woman that she is attracted to the outside world that she wants. It's a curse. Your kids going to be outsiders also. They're also going to want to go to the mall, to shopping, to buy this, to that, all of the time. Football, socks, shoes, sneakers. Why do you need those troubles? You don't want to serve Hashem. If you want to serve Hashem, Yitbarach, look for something modest. Look for something good. Something that wants to cooperate with you in Avodat Hashem. Not something that wants to swallow the world. And now you need to supply that. How are you going to do that? You're going to suffer for the rest of your life, going to be a slave of your desires and lusts. A person that is buying to himself a slave, that slave become to be his master. You're buying a car, now it's your responsibility to fix that car. You're buying a huge woman that have needs and wisdoms and goals and I don't know what. You're going to have to supply all of those. You're going to have to take her to the United States once in 3 months to go to this, to that. She cannot do shopping here in Eretz Israel. Forget it. Mamila, it's shtuyot. Nothing there is no war in Mamila. She can handle in Mamila. She cannot. She have to have the things that she used to. Rabbi Zusha said, one of the things that helped me the most was the fact that my wife never learned how to read. She was a simple woman. She knew that she is keeping Shabbos. She knew that she is keeping purity of the family, Tarat HaMishpacha. They believed in Hashem Yitbarach. What is the Jews? This is what she's looking for in her life. You want something else? Go for it. You also can come and cry after 2 years or three. It's okay. We're going to be here for you. But it's all imaginations. Why you need that trouble for? Why you need it for? Look for Kedusha. Kedusha means to serve Hashem together. Means to honor your wife. That you're going to be the one that is helping. That you're going to be the one that's supporting. You want someone that cheer you up. You're the female. You're the woman that need cheer up. You need to look for someone that you're going to cheer her up. That you're going to be for her an idol, a righteous man, a tzaddik. Someone that she's going to love and honor and respect. Look for someone in your place. Someone that's going to be able to honor you. You want someone that you're going to have to run after her, to show her that she can be happy with you also. Why you need that trouble for? Be modest, be holy. Kedusha means to look for Hashem. Not for shtuyot, not for money. Not for power, not for honor, not for beauty. Beauty is the worst desire of them all because there is nothing into it. Nothing. You cannot taste it, you cannot eat it, you cannot swallow it, you cannot smell it. Nothing. Nothing. There is nothing into it. You cannot enjoy it. Ta'avah la'enayim, desire to the eyes. Shimshon HaGibor, they poked his eyes because of that. And he could be Mashiach. He could have been Mashiach, Shimshon HaGibor. He was Mashiach Bedoro. It was written, it's written that he was Mashiach Bedoro. He could have been Mashiach. But he went after his eyes. Shiduch, you're not picking with your eyes. Shiduch, you're picking with your Yirat Shamayim. You're looking for someone to serve Hashem Yitbarach with him. If you're looking for desires, you're a crazy person. You're not going to find it in your house. I'm telling you. Go to other places. Go to Thailand. Go to India. Go to places that everything is hefker. To be part of the rainbow. I don't know what. Enjoy life. You want desires? Go. Join the rainbow. What you have in Judaism? You want desires? There's no desires in Judaism. What? She's going to wear black dress, long sleeves, maybe blue, dark blue, I don't know, a dark brown, I don't know what. This is it. Which desires you can have? Have to have the light clothes at night, under the blanket. No desires, I'm sorry, wake up. No desires over there. You want desires? You want to be in Hollywood? Go to Hollywood. You're not going to find it inside of Judaism. Judaism, it's a holy place. It's a place that working on our midot. It's a place that working on our kedusha. Kedusha means to be separated from this world. This is what it means. Kadosh, holy, means separated. Different. Other. Divine. High. Holy. Spiritual. This is Judaism. Judaism, Yehudi, it's got the letters. Yud, it's from the name of Hashem Yitbarach. Hey, it's from the letters of Hashem Yitbarach. Vav, it's from the letters of Hashem Yitbarach. The last Yud is also from the letters of Hashem Yitbarach. Dalet, it's a door. Judaism, it's a door to Hashem Yitbarach. Door, it's nothing. It's a space. It's a place that you can go through. You cannot enjoy the door. You don't have nothing inside the door. Door, it's not the sides, the mashkofim. This is not the door, the mezuzot ha-petach. The door, it's the entrance. So actually, a Jew is an entrance to Hashem Yitbarach. This is it. You don't have nothing in there except of Kedusha. This is a Jew. It's an open door to Hashem Yitbarach. This is it. This is a Jew. Inside of a Jew, you want to see something that does not exist. Lust and desires. You're not going to find it. It's not exist. It's imaginations. You're developing imaginations for yourself, stories. No, but I'm going to have this and that and that. I'm going to learn and I'm going to work. I'm going to eat and I'm going to be a righteous man. Shtuyot. Nonsense. You cannot. The Pirkei Avot are saying that you can buy the Torah only if pat bamelach tochal, if you're going to eat bread with salt and mayim bamsurat tishteh and water in a measure you're going to drink. Not a lot of water. Water. He wrote Pepsi, RC Cola, 7-Up. He didn't say those. He said water in a measure. Mayim bamsurat tishteh, ve'al ha'aretz tishan. And on the ground you're going to sleep. On the floor. V'chaye tzar tichyeh. On life of sorrow you're going to live. Sorrow means that you're crying on galut ha'shchina. That you care about your brothers and sisters. That you care about others. Like the Gemara is saying, Darachmanim chayem enam chayim. The Rachmanim, you cannot call their life, life. They're always suffering. They always care about someone else. So this is the suffer of Kedusha that brings Kedusha, brings happiness, brings joy. You're happy that you're part of the Kedusha, part of Hashem Yitbarach, part of the Tzadikim. Thank you very much. Chazak u'baruch.